Ladies and gentlemen, it is happening. It's happening. How much more happening do you want it to be? Seriously, we are in the era of the end. This is Martin Zender, and yes, I'm this serious. We have an obvious enemy that has been raised up for years, the one world government, the people who want to take global power, the few elites who want to bring the world under their feet. And it's obviously evil. And I can't even address people who don't see it's evil. And going back to this election, which was huge, listen, Hillary Clinton was totally in on that elitist one world government mentality, where the United Nations takes over everything, where people come under a global system rather than a independently national system, national sovereignty. And there are people who like it. There's a very large part of the population who wants to just be moved and manipulated because it's easy. For some people, being in jail is actually easier than being free because they don't have to make any decisions. They don't have to worry about anything. They don't have to worry about their bills or worry how to make a living. Some people, not everybody. But this is the same mentality as the global mentality that I'll just lay back and government will do everything for me. And better yet, to have a world government. But this is, to many of us, this is a terrible evil. Terrible evil. And I've told you, and I've said this over and over again, that the West has to overcome the East. This is prophesied in Daniel chapter 7 with the four beasts that Daniel saw coming out of the sea while he was in exile in a foreign land, namely Babylon. I see parallels. For one thing, we are in a foreign land. We're in Babylon, relatively speaking. I mean, no, figuratively speaking, metaphorically speaking. This is Babylon. That's a metaphor. It's not literally Babylon. We live in the United States, those of you who are in the United States. There are members of the body of Christ all over the world. But now, we had this black backdrop being raised, which is this evil one-world government, which to me is to be headed by, obviously, slimy people. It's the Dr. Evil type of mentality. Give me a freaking laser. I'm going to take over the world. Washington, D.C. will be destroyed in 24 hours. That's Dr. Evil. And these are the sort of henchmen who are wanting the one world government. And so it's like a James Bond movie or an Austin Powers movie. I want a freaking laser. It's to me. But now God has raised up. Well, God raised up that, and he's also raised up a hero. And the people who are still fighting the results of this election will soon find out that they're fighting their own prosperity. Because Donald Trump is not a politician, and he is going to take the United States and by extension the world into a period of great prosperity. Look at what was happening in England, or look what happened in Great Britain. They removed themselves from the European Union. That was a bold move. Why? Because there's an undercurrent of spirit in people. Now, you might say it's spirit, you might say it's soul. I'm going to retract that it's spiritual, but I'm going to say it's a human need to want autonomy. I mean, think of it individually. You're all for people suggesting things to you and people making recommendations, but you don't want to be ruled. You don't want somebody to tell you what to do every single day. Well, now extrapolate that, take it out into a national disposition. Nobody wants, in the U.S., wants other countries to tell them what to do. So Great Britain says, you know, we're tired of being under this rulership that is telling us what to do and is really encroaching our borders more and more. You give people a little bit of power, they want more. They want more power, more power. So they eventually said, no, we don't want it. So you got the Brexit thing. Britain wanted to exit the European Union, and they did. And nobody thought that would happen. It was outrageous that could happen. So now, in the United States, we have a complete outsider, a businessman who did the unthinkable. He bucked the establishment and won. He ran against the establishment, and the worry was that there weren't enough people in the United States who had the non-jail mentality, who did not have the prison mentality, there were not enough people who wanted to be free. There were not enough people who wanted to throw off the government's encroachment on our personal lives. Because many people are just lazy and they want government to take care of everything from cradle to birth. We found out that there are more people on the good side than the bad side. There are more people that want personal sovereignty and national sovereignty. Above all, God is sovereign over everything. Yes, I know, that is so true. So don't worry about it. Don't worry that this something weird is happening apart from the plan and programs of God that he foreordained. This has been ordained. So people are loving this, and even the people hating it are going to eventually love it because they're going to finally see, geez, gas is $1 a gallon. How'd that happen? Well, because we stopped worrying about destroying the planet and about displacing the horned owl or the three-toed newt, and we started digging for our own oil reserves. We started going into the shale and fracking, and now gas is $1 a gallon, and people are going to like that. Yeah, people are going to like that. And factories already. Trump's not even in office yet, as I speak to you. And already companies are saying, we're going to stay in America. Companies who are planning to go to Mexico or to China, because they're seeing now that it's going to be a good economic plan. It's going to be a good environment, a low tax, low regulation environment to grow businesses. This is so simple, but people don't like Trump because he's mean. He says bad things. He's rough around the edges. This is exactly what we need. I think of a person like King David, who was rough around the edges. I mean, big time. David's dancing in the street when they're bringing the ark back from the Philistines, and he's becoming like a common person. And his wife at the time, Michael, scolded him. How dare you do this? Not because he was exposing himself. I read that. And somewhere in that passage is it 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, David exposed himself. Or his wife said, you've exposed yourself in front of the people. I used to think that that meant he was jumping too high in his little linen ephod raised up. And David like, woo, I just saw the king. Teacher, teacher, I declare David forgot his underwear. But no, that's not it. It was that he became common. His wife didn't like it that he didn't distinguish himself from the people. He didn't comport himself as a king would. He didn't surround himself with the trappings of majesty. Instead, he went among the people. He was common. Even though he was rich, he was the king of Israel for the love of God. And yet, he did not think it beneath him to mingle with the common folk. And this is exactly what Trump is doing. He's mingling with the common folk because he's working class. Again, I believe he's going to be the first politician the first president who started working class and stayed working class. Sure, the guy lives in an amazing penthouse in Trump Tower on west side of Manhattan, or is it the east side? Who cares? And he is loaded with immense wealth, riches, gold-plated everything. Gold-plated toothbrush. I don't know. But so what? People want a piece of that success. And Trump is saying, I can give you that success. And I think he will. And I think that how much more do you want to see? This is destined to happen. A man is supposed to rise up and give us peace and a season of peace and prosperity. And that couldn't happen unless there was an enemy to overcome. And in my mind, the enemy has been overcome. Now, with this, I've been saying this for a long time, that the right, the political right is going to have to take over the political left, because the political left and its leaders had no nerve, no backbone whatsoever to stomp Islam. And again, this is one of the key things. The West is going to have to stomp Islam. That's why I kept saying we need a cowboy. Hillary was not that cowboy. Obama was not that cowboy. He was a Muslim sympathizer. Everybody knows that. Probably Muslim himself. Hates Christians, loves Muslim, hates Israel. This we don't need. This is not going to facilitate the end time scenario where the man of lawlessness will side with Israel and the man of lawlessness will love Israel and make things and facilitate situations so that Israel may freely practice her religious predilections or, yes, predela, whatever. So Israel's going to do that. And oh, along that line, Trump is really going to make things nice for Christian groups. Somebody sent me an email. Wait till I tell you that. I'm all over the map here. There's so much to see and talk about. But you have to go back to my presentations, back when I'm talking about that chart, that exponential speed at which things are moving. Daniel, prophecy in Daniel said, at the end of the days, knowledge will increase. And knowledge is increasing big time. And I did a show numbers, 468, 469, and 470. Go back to these. These are important. This is maybe the biggest truth I've given you. How beginning in 1959, approximately, but the charts all seem to point to 1959, which was the year I was born. There was a crazy exponential rise in technology, in knowledge, in speed of travel, in megaton capability to destroy ourselves, in complexity. All these crazy things started happening at that time. Go to show 468, an era of distress. Show 469, the exponential rise of distress. 470, a short period of compounded distress. I see the word distress in there three times. For three shows. This is the Revelation series, 468, 469, 470. It will dovetail perfectly with what I'm telling you. Oh, so now this woman in France now, who is going to go to jail, Le Pen, she was also for taking France, I believe, out of the European Union. So now there's this spirit of independence bubbling up and fomenting in Europe, and Trump is the catalyst for it all. And it's not like, listen, I'm not Republican or Democrat, and neither is Trump, because the Republican Party hated this guy. They hated this guy. And yet here he is. The Republican Party didn't make this happen. Oh, and this, did you know that the Republican Party and has the House and the Congress and the presidency and many of the governorships, more so than it since like 1920. And it was around 1920, around, you know, that era, I'd say between 1870 and 1920, we saw the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, great advances being made in science and technology in the United States and around the world around this time. And so I see a correspondence that there has never been so much power in one party since that time. That's why I see, how many times do you want this cycle to be repeated? This is the cycle. This is the last cycle. This is it. I honestly believe this is it. And we have Trump, who's a builder. And we need Babylon rebuilt. And we have a guy who is going to circumvent much of the bureaucracy that keeps stuff from getting done. And we know that when these things happen, they're going to happen swiftly. Remember, I talked about that word in Revelation 1:1. And Trump, he's nothing but swift, man. He's not going to put up with bureaucracy. He's going to hop, skip, and jump over all the stupid regulations and crap that people have to do. In government today, if you get an idea and it's a good idea, you can't realize it for 3 years because you have all these stupid steps you have to go through to make it happen. Trump's going to say to hell with all that because the guy gets stuff done. He brings all his projects in under budget and ahead of schedule. This is what the guy does. This is freaking what the guy does. What more do you want? What more do you want? And if it's not him, it's somebody else. I mean, there's a target on this guy's back for sure, because the One World Order creepy, slimy people aren't going to give up easily. But I hope personally that something kicks in, that something has already kicked in that's going to go on, even if it goes on without Trump. But I think Trump's going to be divinely protected. But what do I know? Oh, and now look, guess who's back in the mix? Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is back in the mix. The Dominionist, go back to my shows on Ted Cruz. I'll have to find those for you. I don't know where they are, but do a search, Ted Cruz. I talked about back then, we were in the primary season, and I talked about the possibility of Ted Cruz being the president. Well, he's not the president, but I mentioned he was a Dominionist, and wouldn't it be amazing if Ted Cruz, I know he's talked to Trump, you know, and what if he is not put up by Trump as Secretary of State, the guy who's dealing with many nations, the guy who goes in and talks to Russia, talks to France, talks to Great Britain, talks to China, and he's a Dominionist, and they want the Christian thing to come forth, to go forward. So it's just, I mean, what more do you want, really, for an end time scenario? What more do you want? You think this cycle is going to be repeated again? I told you, it's like the Beatles. That only could only happen once, and it only happened once. And you might as well just start history all over again from the Industrial Revolution. You might as well say that's where history restarts. And if you want to look at my charts again, you might say it just restarts in 1959, really. And it's going doot, 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 doot. It's at a peak. It's not going to go back down and start up again. It's not. This is it. And what did Jesus do? He chided the people of his day for not recognizing the hour of their visitation. If you don't recognize this hour, then you are not recognizing the hour of your visitation. And God put stars in the heaven as signs, Genesis 4, 2, 6, 2, 5. I don't know. I'll find it for you. Don't worry. The stars were put there not just so you could, not so Jiminy Cricket could make a wish upon a star. They're for signs and seasons for Israel. And if they're signs for Israel, then they become a key to us to understand the time of our snatching away. Because as I wrote in the newsletter recently, the blindness, callousness upon Israel has come until the complement of the nations may be entering. So we're going to have to be taken away around the same time, or perhaps at the same time, that national blindness is removed from Israel and God begins calling out the 144,000 and the vast throng. I got a load of stuff for you tomorrow. I thought I was going to get it all in today. Tomorrow we are going to look at what Donald Trump is doing for Christians, and this is the most amazing amalgamation of religion and politics that you'll see in your era.